Acha, hello, ha. This is Brother Michael again with the Superhero Training Program. Good evening. Speaking to you from my room in India, so you may hear all kinds of noises outside. There was some big explosions. There's one. I'm not sure what that is, but anyway. So I was reading through your list of things that you wanted to know about, and something that kept coming up again and again and again is along the lines of how do you quiet your mind, how to learn to relax and be less stressed, and how to be, how, here is another one, tools for the daily stress in the office. How to create a belief in oneself that is sustained from within. How to allow oneself to remain in peace constantly. So this is a bit of a theme. How do we sustain and maintain this peaceful state all the time, despite what's going on? And it's a very, very, very important question. I'm glad so many people are asking this. And there's many, many, many things that can be said about this, but I just want to take one topic this evening and expand on that, and we can talk about other things another time. So today I've had a very, very busy day. I've been running around. India is a very slow and hectic place. If anyone's been to India, you'll know that there's about 10 times more people than you get in Western countries. People, people, people everywhere. There's cows that wander around in the middle of the road. There's dogs that just sleep in literally in the middle of the road. Buffaloes wandering around. There's goats everywhere. And the cows will just stand in the road and they won't move. So everything has to go round them. And then there's buses everywhere that are completely polluted. All the vehicles are polluted. There's loud music, and one of the most disturbing things I find actually is the loud horns that keep going off when cars go past. They beep the horn to make sure people get out of the way so they don't kill them. So you've got these piercingly loud noises coming from all sides, plus all the pollution. So just and also it's very hot and very dry. And everyone is slow, it seems to be. And then most of the people selling things are lying and trying to make a profit. So it's an amusing place to be, to say the least. So I don't feel like there's really anything to complain about. It's just these are the facts that we've got going on, and it's good to take it in the most humorous way possible. And I just want to share what I've been experiencing today with you to give you some insights into a way in which we can maintain our state of peace despite these things. Because I've had a mission to get all these things done today, various buy various things and do this and do this and do this, and I've actually achieved nearly all of them and maintained my stage. Meetings on Skype and all kinds of things had to happen today. So what is the method to maintain our peace, to not get stressed, to deal with things? It's very important. And one of the things that kind of came to me in a state of grace, because what I find is the more we set our intention that we want to be in a state of grace and we want to allow the wonder of life to flow through us, the more things just come to us. You know, it's like we might start off making effort, we've got to try hard not to get stressed, but after a while we just let go and relax, and wonderful insights and clarity and experiences are, in a sense, gifted to us. The grace of God, the grace of life is upon us naturally without any effort. And something along those lines happened to me today. I was going up into the mountains for meditation. The whole day was been very smooth, actually, despite it being so hectic at the same time. And what I was experiencing very deeply, and I'm still feeling it now, and just these last 2 or 3 hours, is that all of a sudden I started experiencing in an emerged way that everyone is good. Everyone is good. So right now there's some massive banging noises going on outside. There's kids everywhere. Often there's people playing very loud music all the day long and all night. And I was just feeling everyone is good. They're all good. They're all good. Even the people who are cheating and robbing and stealing and causing trouble and making lots of noise or whatever, they're all good. And just having that attitude that everyone is good, because end of the day, if you think about it, look at it from an unlimited perspective. Everyone is a being of love and a being of light. Underneath the ego, the eternal state of each and every being is of love, light, peace, respect. That's the natural, original, and eternal state of everyone. So, if we're not looking through the filter of the ego, what we'll see is that everyone is good. They're all honestly good. They're very good. And everyone's doing their best. They're all having a go. You know? Everyone's doing their best. They might be, in a sense, doing things that you would never do, that you consider to be inappropriate or uncaring, unkind, uncompassionate, or whatever you want to label it as. But they're still doing their best. And behind everything, they're good. And just having this simple attitude that everyone is good, is such a relief. What a huge relief that is. Just feel that for a moment. How would your experience be? What would your feeling state, your awareness be, if you could honestly feel in your heart and say clearly, everyone is good. They're all good. Even the people who've done all these bad things to you and whatever in your life, everyone is good. Just feel that. How does that feel if you have that attitude, that awareness, you're seeing in that way? That is actually seeing in truth, because behind the ego, they are good. That is the truth. And the higher our consciousness, the more we see that everything's good anyway. And so, everything being good is free from positionality and it's free from judgments. You know, being good isn't really a judgment, it's just saying everything's fine, everything's okay. There's nothing wrong with anything. We're not saying this shouldn't be this way. Because if we're saying things aren't good, then what we're saying behind that is, I know what's best, I know best, and according to me, life should be like this, this, and this, and this person isn't following my understanding of what's right and wrong, so therefore I'm judging them as being X, Y, and Z, labeling them, judging them, and condemning them. So, what a completely different attitude and vibration comes with those labels and judgments compared to saying, overall, no matter what, they're all good and they're all trying their best. You know? It's like children. Children don't have the same mental capacity or the same experience to know as much as adults do. You know, like you won't just let a 5-year-old child drive a car or operate dangerous machinery. You know, or you don't let them do the accounts for you. You know, you don't get them to do certain things. It's not because they're bad, it's just because they don't know better. And if you try and get them to do some of these things, they're probably going to make mistakes. And you don't feel this one is bad and evil and judge them and criticize them. You understand children, they have a limitation, and so they're doing their best. Don't expect too much of them and just treat them as bottom line is they're good, they're doing their best. But for some reason, we don't have that attitude towards adults or people in general. So the ego, we've talked a lot about the ego, because bottom line, all our problems are around the ego, essentially. So the ego is very judgmental. It's got its little block boxes and labels, and things have to be in a certain way, in a certain order, so that it feels comfortable. But if we relinquish this, we free ourselves from it, then we see it's all good. It's all good. It's all good. Everyone is good. Everything is good. Things are happening in their own divine way, and there's compassion and understanding. People are doing their best. So just feel this, just put this into practice. All these things that we talk about, they're no good to you unless you actually apply them in your life. And you need to think about these things. You know, don't think, oh yes, Brother Michael's saying it's all good and that's fine. What, you know, we know that anyway, it's not a big deal, he doesn't even need to say this. You know, think about, how much are you seeing through the vision of benevolence, practically, you know? The difference between someone who is experiencing peace and a life of ease and someone who's stressed is just a very simple thing, that the one who is experiencing peace is letting go, letting go, letting go, letting go of this ego control of everything and all these judgments, and it's just allowing grace to take over their life. And the stressed person is stressed because they think they are in charge of everything, me, 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 and they're judging things and thinking things have to be a certain way. They're taking positionalities, judgments, and are stressed because of it. So if we really want peace, we really want a life of ease, then we need to drop, 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 let go, let go, let go. One of the things I was reading from this list, beautiful list by the way, thank you for all filling this in, it was very, very useful for us, is letting go is the path to true freedom. Letting go is the path to true freedom. So by the way, a lot of your statements are excellent titles, so you've done really well there. Beautiful stuff, really, really, really useful. Letting go is the path of true freedom. So whoever wrote that, thank you very much. It's true. Let go of these judgments, let go of attachments, let go of our neediness, our control freak mechanism, and just have that attitude of benevolence. Everyone is good, everyone is good, everyone is good. And it's such a beautiful feeling. You can tell whether something is true or not based on the experience that it gives you. So how does it feel to have judgments and opinions about everything? How does it feel to be free from judgments and opinions and I am right, and just have an attitude everything is in its own divine way, it's all good, everyone's doing their best, you know, blessings to everyone. How do you feel in these two different states? And you might ask, how am I supposed to do this? All I do is judge, judge, judge. Just, you have to think about these things, you know. I can't do anything for you. Nobody can do anything for you. It takes an enormous amount of time thinking and experiencing for this to go deep. And ultimately, it's surrendering, it's just letting go and saying, I can't do this alone, I need the grace of God, the divine, the infinite light to enter me, take over everything and just fill the being, realize we're not alone. That we don't know anything and that the best thing to do is just to relax, surrender and allow that energy to inspire us to act. and have no negative feelings or opinions or judgments about anyone or anything, because it's completely draining and pointless. You know? That, you remember that expression, one finger points out, three fingers point back at you. You know? We haven't got time to be pointing our finger at anyone being bad or being wrong, because you can just look, how many defects do you have? How many things in our own lives are not perfect and not in the divine flow to begin with, personally? So do we actually have any time to be judging others? You know, what does it matter? Because end of the day, it's just an opinion that we have about someone else. Whether or not they're actually doing what we think they are, or whether or not they're doing it for the reasons that we think they're doing it, is something else. When you really look into it, the only reason people act in a supposed negative or unpleasant way is because they're emotionally, spiritually, mentally, physically wounded. To various degrees, they've been wounded and hurt, and as a result of that pain, they're acting in a dysfunctional way, or a way which may be causing pain to others. So in a sense, they're a victim of their own suffering. So the more somebody is supposedly negative, the more we really might as well be giving them extra blessings and extra love, rather than judging them and condemning them. So I won't go on too much about this, I could go on all day saying the same kind of thing, but you know what the score is. Just see this in your life. You have to check yourself. Check and change, check and change, check and change. Don't just listen to these things. See how does this practically apply in your life, in moment to moment, day to day situations. When you're in the office, someone says something in a way that you don't appreciate, or they're rushed, or they're stressed themselves, or whatever it is. Just understand they're doing their best, they're only acting like that because they're also wounded, and your job is to give blessings. The more you give, the more you say everyone is good, the more they will reflect that back to you. Just see the difference. Someone who thinks you're good, how do you feel about them? And someone who thinks you're bad and up to no good and wasting your time, how do you feel about that person? So you know the difference about how it feels when others have this different kinds of vision and attitude towards you. So imagine how it's going to affect them, depending on how you look at them. Like, my attitude towards you is that you're a wonderful being. You're worthy of so much love and respect because, firstly, because you're a soul, so that in itself is standard for everyone. And on top of that, the fact that you're interested in going into these experiences and becoming superheroes, that means that you're really on it. You know, when I read these statements and questions that you've been giving us, you can really tell that you care. I remember writing an email out to everyone that it actually brought me to tears reading this stuff, because there's not many people in the world who actually care. You know, most people, it seems, they're just not interested. The ego is dominating. So the fact that you're saying, I want to dissolve my ego, I want to live the best life ever, I want to live in grace, I want to be able to dissolve these negative habits that I have, it's such a wonderful thing, because by you doing that, you're affecting everyone around you. Whether you speak to them or whether you say anything or not doesn't matter. Just the fact that you're making that inner change is allowing them to change. So have respect for yourself, you know, you're doing a great job. And just gently, 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 gently look at yourself and moment to moment make those decisions to change. To allow yourself to let go of those little things that are holding on to, let go of those criticisms, let go of the judgments, let go of the feeling that you're right, let go of the idea that people are bad. They are good. Just let it all go, and you'll feel happier, you'll feel lighter, and because you feel lighter and happier, you'll be able to deal with the situations better. Because the end result, again and again, is that if you're happy, you're peaceful, then everything is good. You don't need to make your future better in a way. As long as your present moment is wonderful, the future is always going to be good. So, I'll leave you with these thoughts. Let go, let go, let go, let go. Enjoy letting go. Letting go means you're dropping these big heavy bags. It's like carrying around rocks all the time. You just let them go and you're free. You can be light. And then you can fly. So much love to you. I hope you are enjoying all this. And put these simple things into practice and your life will completely change. They're very, very, very simple, but they're extremely profound. And they will go with you for a long, 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 long time. So, good night and lots of love. Aloha.